Bill O'Reilly here, Friday, January 7th, 2022. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Here's what's happening this week in America. The country's biggest meat producers raise prices. Americans take on more debt than ever before. Most parents say remote learning is hurting their kids. Weather experts rank the snowiest cities in the USA. Also ahead, listeners to the update, sound off. But first, Tyson Foods and other meat suppliers hiking prices heading into the new year. The nation's biggest producers charging 12% more for poultry, chicken, turkey, 20% more for beef, 25% for pork. Farmers blaming increased costs on continued labor shortages. Most meatpacking facilities operating at 50% capacity because of COVID and people don't want to work. There are now 10 million vacant positions in the USA. Again, COVID largely to blame, but there's laziness out there. Americans now carrying more debt than at any other time in our history. As of December, households owe $15 trillion to lenders. Biggest culprits, credit cards, student loans, home mortgages. Inflation also hurting borrowers. The consumer price index rising at the highest level in 40 years. All this borrowing sending the country's credit score down to levels not seen since the Great Recession of 2008. This is a warning, to be sure. A survey published by USA Today showing 55% of American parents believe virtual classrooms and remote learning is hurting their children. 7 in 10 say the students can make up lost ground if in-person instruction continues, and that's the battle. Chicago's teachers union shutting down the schools. New survey from Fox Weather ranks the snowiest cities in the country. The experts study climate data from 3 decades, judging towns by annual snowfall. Top 5, Anchorage, Alaska, Erie, Pennsylvania, Flagstaff, Arizona, Boulder, Colorado. The number one snowiest city, Syracuse, New York. 150,000 people live there, 130 inches of snow every year. That's 11 feet. Talk about shovel-ready jobs. In a moment, listeners have their say. Right back with it. Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices, higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD or text GOLD to 65532. Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. Listeners, sound off. We do this each Friday. You can reach me, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com. Bill at BillO'Reilly.com. Name and town if you wish to opine. So let's go to Ralph and Joan in Sayville, New York. That's on Long Island. Hey, Bill, thank God you said the obvious and President Trump listened and called off the press conference on January 6th. Now tell him to soften his message like Winston Churchill did. Well, number one, I don't know whether President Trump listened to me. I know he gets a transcript of my broadcasts. We did say that a press conference by him would be a trap and the media would go wild and whatever he said would not be reported accurately. So he wisely canceled. Now, I never call any politician offering advice. That's not my job. I'm a journalist slash historian. My job is to look out for you, is to watch all the people in power. If they call me or ask me in person for advice, as an American, I'll offer my opinion, but they have to ask. That's why some of the commentators close to Donald Trump have gotten in a little bit of trouble. Now, that's a whole different thing. I'm not making any judgment. I'm just saying this is what I do. I don't call politicians. Valerie in Taos, New Mexico, perhaps I'm the only person who wishes President Trump had not canceled the press conference. It needed to be said by him that he recommended 10,000 National Guard be at the Capitol on January 6th. Well, we reported that first because the president told us in the Trump-O'Reilly history tour, and the documentation is there, that that's what happened. But even if he said that in the press conference, Valerie, do you think the corrupt corporate media would have reported it? They would not. They would have cherry-picked anything that they could have used against Donald Trump, because the reporting on this whole January 6th thing has been distorted from the very beginning. Let's go to Tomaz, who lives in Durham, New Hampshire. Finally, Bill, you are asking some serious questions regarding the vaccine and natural immunity. Finally? Listen, Tomaz, I've reported this COVID thing very accurately, okay? Last year at this time, there were about 200,000 cases of COVID being reported every day. The vaccines had driven that number down. It was clear from the data that the vaccines were working. Now, with the new variant, Omicron, they're going up. So now there's a new story, and that's what I'm reporting. Bob, Fulshear, Texas, why do you think conservative news personnel or publications have not followed up on Hunter Biden's laptop? And do what? It's already been reported. There's a book out about it. What are you going to do? Merrick Garland, the attorney general, is not going to investigate Hunter Biden. His boss is his father, Joe Biden. So what do you want the conservative media to do? It's already been reported. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve that message by putting it together. If you would like more honest news analysis, please visit BillO'Reilly.com, where you can see me on television each night. In a moment, something you might not know.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Now the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. Were he alive today, Elvis Presley would be celebrating his 87th birthday this weekend. The superstar went from southern poverty to global celebrity in the span of 3 decades. Here is the story behind the King of Rock. Elvis Aaron Presley was born inside a tiny one-bedroom shack in rural Mississippi on January 8, 1935. The boy began singing at local high schools and birthday parties when he was 12 years old. In 1956, Elvis hit number one with his tune, Hound Dog. The song launched one of the most successful acts in history and ignited rock music in general. Throughout his 20-year career, the King of Rock would rack up 18 number one hits and another 40 records in the top 10. Presley sold more than 1 billion with a B albums in every format, vinyl, 8-track, cassette, CDs. Elvis also appeared on 10 different TV shows and in 31 movies, most of them not good. To be kind, remember Clam Bake? The musician took a 2-year hiatus at the height of his fame between 1958 and 60 because he was drafted into the Army. His time in Germany solidified his status as a worldwide celebrity. However, fame took its toll on Elvis Presley beginning in the 1970s. Elvis overdosed on drugs twice. His personal physician prescribed him 30 different medications within a six-month period. By 1977, Elvis Presley had gained 90 pounds, could no longer walk without a cane, and slept most of the day. In August of that year, the king was discovered dead on his bathroom floor at the age of 42. Doctors ruled the cause of death a likely heart attack, but it was not. It was the drugs that killed him. And here's something else you might not know. According to his fiancée at the time, the musician's final words at 2 a.m. were, quote, "I'm going to the bathroom to read," unquote. She would discover his body 12 hours later. Folks today can visit Elvis Presley's mansion in Memphis, Tennessee, but the bathroom where he died remains off limits. Back after this.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.